The Prescott City Council meets on Monday evening. City Administrator Matt Wolf provides a preview of the agenda.
After our call to order, roll call, and a pledge allegiance, we open up to public comments, and then we go to our consent agenda, which we have a number of meeting minutes on there, and then we have Resolution 19-23, which is approving the purchase of a Brush Wolf 48-inch excavator rotary cutter extension for our Public Works Department, and then we go to reports of standing committees. We have our Finance, Plan Commission, Parks and Public Works, which will have a committee report for Monday, March 20th. Then we go to Health and Safety and then Personnel. And then under Communications and New Business, we'll have public comments for any items that are not related to the agenda. Then we move to our Fire Chief with the Prescott Area Fire Association. We'll have confirmation of Chad Johnson as our Fire Chief. And then, assuming that is approved, we'll move to the administration of an oath of office by our City Clerk, Rochelle Temmers. And then we'd untable and consider approval of Resolution 18-23, which is the approval for the purchase of one server Badger book and three client Badger books at a cost of $8,541. And then we move to Resolution 20-23, a resolution to obtain a cost share agreement for a grant that's being considered through the Department of Natural Resources for McGee Park. And then Ordinance 03-23, which is amending sections of the code, which is 356-4, which is classes of license, and then 356-17, which is restrictions on temporary fermented malt beverages or wine licenses. This would be the first reading. And then we have approval of farmland lease agreement between the City of Prescott and Jeff Mose for our business parkland that we purchased last summer. And then approval of $303.53 credit for garbage services. We have no items under closed session. And then under other business, we have an organizational meeting coming up that we're going to have after election here on Tuesday, April 18th at 5:30 p.m. And then we have a proposed council workshop to discuss availability for Tuesday, April 11th. At 5 p.m., and then we move to adjournment.